that were surprised me. There were 24 workers in that department, and most were employed producing small, thin bottles. A platoon of apprentices tended fires, heated the silicates that became raw glass, carried off trays of bottles once they cooled. Those went to carpenters who placed them into crates with sawdust packing. A few of the crates went aboard big, long-haul wagons, but most went to the waterfront. What the devil? There was a big piece of slate in One Eye's office. Upon it, in Forsberger, were chalked what appeared to be production targets. 50,000 bottles. 3 million arrows. 500,000 javelins. 10,000 cavalry lances. 10,000 sabers. 8,000 saddles. 150,000 infantry short swords. Some of those numbers were absurd, and there was no way any could be reached by One Eye's arsenal alone. But production took place all over the Taglian territories, most often in one-man blacksmith shops. One Eye's main job was to keep track, which looked to me a lot like letting the fox do bed check at the chicken house. The list also included animals and wagons and lumber by the 100 barge loads, much of which I did understand. But 5,000 box kites, ready for assembly, 12 feet by 3 feet, each with 1,000 feet of string, 100,000 yards of silk in bolts 6 feet tall? He was not going to get that one. I went roving to see what else was being readied from Ogawa and his friends. I saw training camps where commando teams prepared for every imaginable terrain and mission. Down south, Lady pursued her own programs, creating forces prepared to operate offensively on the Sorceress battlefield. She had scoured the Taglian territories for every person possessed of even the slightest magical talent, and had schooled them just enough to make them useful in a program I couldn't fathom no matter how I poked at it. As Long Shadow had noted, she was stripping the Taglian territories of bamboo. That got cut into several standard lengths and had red-hot rods run through to burn out the joints. Lady had the resulting tubes packed with little spongy colored marbles created by her squads of hedge wizards. Another game of Baffle the Shadow Master. Half of what we were doing was smoke and mirrors, meant to confuse the opposition and make them waste resources or commit them in the wrong places. But I was more confused than Long Shadow could possibly be. Lady slept less than did the captain. Croker seldom slept more than 5 hours a night. If sheer drive could conquer Mogaba and the Shadow Master, we were surefire winners. Both Lady and the old man hide so much inside themselves that even after all these years, I have no sure grasp of how they think. They share a strong love, but seldom demonstrate it. They want to recover their daughter and avenge themselves upon the deceivers, but never speak of the child publicly. Croker is determined to lead the company back to mysterious Katovar, to unearth its origin.